Hello, everybody. I'm Stephen Pitters, and welcome to the Spokane Open Poetry Program here at KYRS Medical Lake Spokane, 88.1 and 92.3 FM. Folks, you know who you are, and you know who I am, so you know it is time for you to reset and enjoy poetry, prose, and at times some music here at KYRS Medical Lake Spokane, 88.1 and 92.3 FM. This is Thin Air Community Radio, and we are on the stream at www.kyrs.org, where the young, the old, and the in-between gather to share their thoughts, feelings, and emotions. My special guest today is the noted poet AJ Wordsmith. AJ, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
All right. And as we know, the mission of the Spoken Open Poetry program is to make available to poets and others the opportunity to share their works and literary skills and musical skills. But AJ, before we start, we're going to do the thank you minute. So is there anyone out there that you'd like to give a shout out to?
I want to give a shout out to everyone who's taking the time to listen, everyone who likes to do poetry, any form of artwork, and everyone who enjoys being creative in their own way.
All right. And I'll do a quick shout out to my good friend Mary and Mike, as well as Christopher and Hallie. Before we get started, I am going to read a short poem, or I'm as short as I need to make it, and then I'm going to turn this show over to my special guest. This particular piece is called All Hail Relief. Standing straight with a graceful posture encompassing the epitome of style that so often defines strength of character and toughness of mind, he might have developed a man's goodly attributes to enrich his world. He, however, nervously withdrew, grappling to rise above the lower depths of his faulty nature tugging at his feet. Disorder resisted detaching itself like an octopus hugging him intensely. It reached for his brightness and snuffed him out like the hard downward mash the wick gets when pushed into the hot wax of the candle. The darkness hardly lingers. Its absence is suddenly inconsequential. But if the self refuses to demand better and is contented like a swine groping, pitching, waste, having formatted, this is how I am, instead of rebounding, becoming greater than submitting only to willful destruction of thought or an accomplice to the physical annihilation of his brother. The pride of arrogance will achieve only death with a ruined smile. Does it profit or simply stammer, failing to explain what is best? What is best is acutely false and avidly faulty, not true. Solely a default, wearing the beige coat of a carpetbagger, plying his wares and his trade. We who have seen life collapse without bearing fruit knows well how the world will find its end. Doing unjust to another is like pressing the game's restart button and avoid giving testimony in respect to the sanctity of this world with honor, letting the last heartbeat in the chest plead lunacy in defense of panic, seizing our final untimely rest. If you are just tuning in, this is the Spokane Open Poetry Program here at KYRS Medical Lake Spokane, 88.1 and 92.3 FM. Folks, it's now time to turn this show over to my special guest, AJ the Wordsmith. AJ,
hey, what's up? How is everyone doing today? I just want to start with an opening that poetry is not like rap. Two different spectrums, allowing for us to express our emotions and lyrics based off of what we see, what we learn, what we observe, and what we interpret. Now, everyone feels as if poetry needs to rhyme and say everything that connects like a Dr. Seuss book, but it's not. Poetry is an expression like a live animal. It lives and it evolves on its own. So one of the first poems that I really am passionate about that I wrote at the beginning of this year is titled Happy Black History Month. When I wrote this poem, it was more based about the fact of no matter what year it is, no matter what day it is, I'm always remembering that we as a people get the shortest month of the year. So when I say Happy Black History Month, I feel like a chump. Not to ruffle your feathers, but aren't flocks supposed to fly together? Sorry, I did not mean to remind you of how you lost your wings, but that sounds no better, I know. It's that time of the year where those who live in fear paint a smile on their crooked face. It's the shortest month in the year. I know it feels as a disgrace as a civilization race. We're scared that they might be scared of the black man as if we didn't forget that they had the plan, selling us on the slave ships. Provided that we didn't know where we go, we sway our hips, seasick, unable to see, the tides sway us in belief. So why is it that most of you feel like it's okay for you to live your life backwards? Isn't that a sin anyway? Imagine, live backwards is evil, so evil must be that we live. I mean, that's how they look at us. I mean, that's how I look at you. The person who sits there sagging his pants, knowing no better. Spell backwards and what do you get? S-A-G-G-I-N, ironic. If you think that I'm wrong, then you're just another hamster stuck in the loop. Like your entire existence hinges on being able to sag on your responsibilities. I mean, the only true reason I see, we are not robots who know not the tasks that mask our emotions. So let me get into motion and tell you what I see. From young brothers struggling to be kings, I know the hustle is always mean. How about the lovely queens trying on waist trainers, putting on different creams to attract a significant other? I'm truly sorry that you are still stuck in your dreams, but you will always be our queen, so please stop being mean. The both of you should stand tall and speak your truths. Ain't no lie when I sigh debating on why we still live in this unlovely sky. I mean, some of you say United States, but it's more like United Snakes. Going through conspiracy theories, wrapping around so tight, I watch you change colors from black to blue, from white to red. I guess that's where we got our colors truly from. So let me fill you in. Those gone and not forgotten. Walter Scott, Eric Garner, Trayvon Martin, Sean Bell, Sandra Bland, Freddie Gray, Ayanna Jones, Kimani Gray, Mike Brown, Sandra Singleton, Emmett Till to Jordan Young. How many of them died because of a policeman had a gun? From CNN to ESPN, they all funny style to me. You can see the hate in their flesh whenever it comes to you being popular on TV. To saying how many of those brothers actually had a degree. Nah, they forget about that. It's all about ethical violence, and I feel as if I'm under attack. They forget you until you die, and then they ask how many times did you supply the love anyway. Because the only love that I see is when they take the last breath from those who were disappointed in your philosophies. I mean, it's a disappointment when you see your idols ain't as cool, when the love of your life tries to play you for a fool. I wish we could celebrate this time of the year all the time for the rest of the year, but the truth is you're going to forget about it. Now, what day is it again?
All right. Okay. You're listening to the poetry of A.J. Dworth-Smith. A.J., how did you happen to get involved in poetry?
Like any young teenage boy at that time, I was doing it to try and impress a girl. I was thinking like, man, I'm not the best at sports. I don't think I'm the most attractive. But the one thing my mom always grilled at me was like writing, and I, you know, occasionally did like to write, so I was like, maybe I'll just try this poetry thing. And then, of course, it was one of those, you know, gush love poems. But then I realized after I, you know, put that one aside and I started thinking about stuff and I started writing stuff down, it just started coming to me naturally. And with my natural gift of gab, I love talking so much, I started combining the two. And whenever it came to poetry-themed homework sessions or a chance to go to an open mic, I would kind of jump at the opportunity, but I was still trying to break out of that shyness in my shell. One of the most memorable times for me was visiting community colleges in my local area, and they had an open mic. And they said, anyone who wants to go up there on stage, go ahead. And I was so fearful because it was my first time. And I asked the audience, give me a topic off of anything. And they said, trees. And I went off on a poem about that, and the audience was in hush, like, wow. And I knew right then and there, I was like, okay, maybe I'm going to give this poetry thing a try, but I got to be patient because I'm still shy. And I just kind of sat back in my seat afterwards, just beat red in the face, and I was like, okay. So, yeah.
All right, so are you going to do one of those?
Oh, man, of course.
Okay.
I'm known for going off of the top of the head.
All right. The good thing is we have three other individuals in the studio with us today, so make it happen.
By all means, anyone who wants to give me a topic, I will go off of the top of the head.
Okay, talk about Santa Claus and the commercialization of Christmas.
Bam, and done. I got it. So the North Pole seems to be something that we always think about at that time of the year. Like it's okay for old Saint Nick to jump down your chimney, filled with nothing but cheer. Ironic how we leave him cookies and milk. But if it's a black Santa we're talking about, he's getting the whip. We're calling the cops because he's right down the block. Santa just stole my chimney. He's running down the block. Unable to you forget what we have at night. I feel as if it's commercialization, as if it's just a fight. Like we just allow for children to believe it's okay for someone to break into your house. Like, did you not watch How the Grinch Stole Christmas? I would be sitting underneath my chimney with a shotgun, double barrel pointing to the sky and say, if Fat Man come down, Fat Man go back up. I ain't no chump. But the realization came to me at the age of 10 when my mom said, okay, listen, hun, you asking for too much. Santa ain't real. And I was like, dang, what a chill. But at the same time, I got a thrill because then I understood something that no one else knew. I'm like, hey, guys, did you know Santa ain't real? And they looking at me as if I had said the worst thing possible to them. But hey, I was just a kid. It was nothing but a sin to be innocent, to be right, as if we give free presents at night. But philosophy and gifts of communication is what we should believe in. So when I'm talking about presents at Christmas Day, don't act as if you have a sin. Talk to somebody. Have a conversation. Communicate with them on something they can't even understand about. Be open to them. Ask them, this is the time of the year. Well, I'll give you the gift to ask me anything you want off the top of the head, and we'll talk about it. No personalization, no behavior, no animosity. Tell me what you want to say. And look at them and say, happy holidays.
Okay. We have two other folks in here. And either one of you.
Happiness.
Bam, done. The movie that I remember that left the most in my feels would have to be In Pursuit of Happiness. Because to me, it was Will Smith and Brother Knew What to Do. He told his son, never let anyone stand in your way. Always go for your goals. Always go for your dreams. Even if I'm the one telling you that you can't do it, go for it. But apply that philosophy 10 years later. When I'm the only one who doesn't seem to understand that they have a gun pointed at the back of my head. And this gun is metaphorical because it is painted with descriptions of student loans and debts. And I feel as if I have hope wrapped around my neck in the shape of a noose. I'm waiting for someone to cut it loose, but I don't see where I can go. Depression is mangling, telling me that here you go. Another one bites the dust. And I find myself in Cheney's warm weather. It was summer day. I thought happiness would be my pleasant thing, but it wasn't. I felt a kind of way. But I graduated from that. I alleviated myself on the beliefs that happiness is what you make of it. Not that it will melt away when the snow finally disappears. Not that it will call you at the middle of the night and ask you what you're doing. Not that it will tell you to pass it to your Netflix because you know you want to watch some Netflix and chill. But happiness is what you make of any situation that you can believe in. Alleviate from any pressure that goes down your society. And know that happiness starts with a smile. And middle part is a conversation. And it ends with a thoughtful remark. Whether it be, I like that tie. Or thank you for talking to me. Or just have simply a good day. Happiness is what you make.
All right. Okay. Well, since we have all this talent in the studio, it's time for us to step to the side and do a station promo. So, Bethany, step up to the mic and help us out here.
To be a guest, please call 509-747-3807.
All right, you've heard it, folks. Call 747-3807 to be a guest or go on the stream at www.kyrs.org. And when you come to Thin Air Community Radio, just find the particular program that you wish to send the DJ and information to and do that. And in this case, it's the Spokane Open Poetry Program here at KYRS Medical Lake Spokane, 88.1 and 92.3 FM. In the studio with me is AJ the Wordsmith, and he's been wordsmithing us right here. So one more of those incredible off-the-top poems, Sandy.
How about money?
Oh, money. Okay, that's a good one. We all need a few ducats.
All right. And before I do this poem, I just want to say for the record that any and everyone that's listening, the poems that you've been hearing today are complete originals off the top of the head. Poetry is easy to me. That doesn't mean that you can't do it. It means you have to take time, master it, understand it, and enjoy it. So that being said, the next poem recommended by Sandy is going to be on money. Money. They say it's the root of all evils, as if Illuminati wasn't the thrill of my night. Going through YouTube videos, I would wonder what it felt like for money to be in the back of my head. I tell my mom every night that it's okay, I got your back. I love you this much, closing my hands together, said I love you all night. I said whenever we took her for Mother's Day, I'd take my little piggy bank out and said, it's okay, I'll show you the way. For a Red Lobster to those cheddar biscuits, money wasn't a problem for me. Money was always there, but I never gave it the time of day. Because it was just another green to me. Similar to that of a homeless man who sits there and talks to a college boy saying, what's the difference between your green and mine? I said, my green's in my pocket. He says, so is mine. My green, I can smoke. He says, so can mine. My green, you can bring to a bank. He says, so can mine. Well, my green buys happiness. No, yours can't. And I say, well, tell me about your green. My green grows in the ground. My green gives no sound. My green burns for a minute, but lasts for a thousand. What am I? I said, obviously, you're talking about weed. He's like, no, I'm talking about the dollar bill. And I said, wow, okay. I felt a little confused. I thought that this was going to be a conversation. We had an intellectual discussion. But money doesn't mean that we can't talk to each other. Money doesn't mean that we can't classify each other as friends, not just people we walk down the street. Money doesn't judge us, but we judge it. So without money, what are we?
Okay. Probably looking to find a job.
I mean, that's just natural. Think about it like this. We look at money as the potential for opportunity, right? But at the same time, money was only classified because it was a necessary means to an end. Before money was introduced, it was gold and silver. Before that was shiny rocks and pebbles. Before that, it was chickens and livestock. Mm-hmm. We graduated from the ideal of what we needed for possession because we were, quote unquote, trying to get necessary land, rights to military government powers, the superpowers that be that superfunded us to nuclear warheads. But when money became not needed, they needed to up the ante on what things required money. So when you started introducing things such as social medias, plateaus which required premium television, high-end clothing, extorted foods and goods from across the land, trying the trade system? Now what is money?
What it is not may be the other part of the question. But moving along to, are you from this area or just passing through?
No,
I started to pass through and then got stuck.
Actually, I was born in Dallas, Texas. I moved up from Vallejo, California to Seattle, Washington. Graduated high school out there and then came up here for to Eastern Washington for a business communication degree. Mm-hmm. And it was all on the promise that I told my mom that I would graduate and show her that I'm going to do something with my life.
Okay. Now, I find that folks who come to Spokane, whether for school or whatever, they stay.
yeah, you know. But I did my research before I decided to move back. I looked at the cost of living elsewhere and minimum wage, along with the opportunity to do things, such as the movement I'm trying to start up, and it's called Power to the Poetry.
Let's talk about that some. Tell us here and around the country and around the world, since that's what, you know, that's the wonderful thing about this radio station. We are heard in the country and outside. So tell us a little bit about Power to the Poetry.
Power to the Poetry is a movement. It's not an organization. It doesn't require you paying fees or dues. It's a beacon where we're reaching out to those who, understandably, are probably too shy to step up and show or share their talents and gifts. Coming here and seeing that I'm the minority when I'm used to being the majority was quite a culture shock for me. But the one thing I always had in the back of my head was rage. Rage and passion, because I wanted to express myself. I didn't care who seen me or what they felt or think. But I want to create the opportunity and that ability for other people who may necessarily feel as outspoken as me to get the chance to do the same thing. And Power to the Poetry is what we're doing it. So if you're out there listening, it's Power, number two, thepoetry at gmail.com. And you can place at gmail.com with Facebook, SoundCloud, Instagram, and powertothepoetry.com. Because what we're going to do, we're going to create a movement. We're going to show that there are other people out there who have talent and abilities. It's not just what you see in commercials or what you used to see on the streets. But brothers and sisters got abilities too. And I think it's time that you show what you got.
Okay. How long has it been since Power to the Poetry has been in existence? And
Power to the Poetry actually is a new creation. And I'm not taking credit for it. I was ushered in by my good friend Beth. Okay. She approached me and she had this spark in her eye. She says, hey, I want to do something. And I'm like, yo, I'll sign me up. Mm-hmm. Just sign me up, because I know exactly where that's going to be going. You see people who get on this whole pass about trying to get rich quick, but never anybody who's trying to make it better for the environment that they're living in. They just want to leave and go somewhere else. And that's where we get those ghettos and hoods from, where it's just, oh, I need to leave that horrible area. But did you ever go back? Did you ever go back there and try to make a difference? And I was a child when I left mine, but when I came back to the area where I was born in, I immediately didn't think I was better than anybody else. I immediately wanted to reach out a hand and have conversations with them, give them real advice, and treat them like actual people. And I could see that they weren't used to that, and they gave me respect right back. And then they see me dressing up in these fancy shoes and ties, and they're like, oh, okay, you doing something for yourself? I'm like, yeah, but at the end of the day, that doesn't mean nothing if I can't get out to you.
Mm-hmm. About any idea how many people have, you know, reached out to you?
With regards to our movement?
Yes.
Right now, only a handful of people. And I mean, it's kind of, it all goes with how you advertise, how you promote. And as long as I can continue spreading the word, I'm happy with that. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be something where we're relying heavily on money. It's more so on the fact that if you get a chance to hear about us, or you start asking us to, you know, show some videos or show social media, and you want to watch or follow us, that makes me happy. Because we want to show the world what we're capable of. Everyone's depressed, everyone's tired, everyone feels a type of way about something, and they have to remember that true creativity is always free. Putting price on it is what limits you.
Okay, so all ages reach out to Power to the Poetry.
Yes, sir.
All right. So more of your great poetry. Move on.
Well, Mr. Radio Host himself, I think it's time you give me a topic.
Ah, okay. Actually, you know, I'm glad you mentioned that because knowing that you were coming on the show, I was going to write out a whole list of words.
Ooh, I would have been up to that.
But I can do that because I have some poems here.
Okay.
And I'm just going to pull a few words.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cosmos, discover, traveler.
That's it. Oh, man, that's easy right there. Done. Okay. You ready?
Okay.
I'm sitting there thinking to myself, I want to go out into the stars and see the universe. I'm a celestial body trapped into a human body. I don't understand what this really means. Everyone looks at me like I'm an alien. I feel as if every breath I take, I'm under attack. I feel as if I'm stressed. I don't understand what it means to be at the end of my rope. I feel as if I talk about hope, I'm going to choke. I want to be a traveler, touching the sky and seeing everything as it's created in the blinking of an eye. But that doesn't mean that I'm going to be by myself. I extend to you all that the ability to be yourself is what we can invest in. Now, when you look to the sky, what do you see? A light-polluted sky, unfilled with dreams. You see, the boulevard of broken dreams is in the back of your head. You step out of the box and get with the scheme. That you are who you say you are. No one else can tell you how far you are willing to go. Like a comet in the sky, like the sun circling around the earth. Or the luminescent lunar moon as she glows in the night sky. You howl as your inner beast sees it. Unfurl your brow and see what the emotion leads you to be. Because you're a cosmo traveler, just like me.
All right, okay. I'm not going to let you know.
Oh, man, come on. Hey, okay. This is what
all
I
right.
do.
Okay. Unrelenting proof. Disputing the toll.
Oh, it's easy. You ready?
Okay.
As a young brother against the system, I understand that it means that everyone's going to look at me as if I have a scheme, a plan, or something that means I'm going to stand out. But for me, I didn't want to stand out. I'm supposed to be the oldest of eight. I'm supposed to set the path. I graduated at the top of my class, but I feel as if I don't have any of that. I look at pride and prejudice as if they're going to be the only things I have at night. Misery loves company because she's calling me at night. She looks at me and says, what you going to do right now when no one else is going to look at you? She's unrelenting in everything she does and says. I don't know what it means because I feel a type of way. But that doesn't mean I have to sit there and be by myself. In darkness I walk, but I fear not for those who taught that I will step above those and I rise. Because like all those who came before me and after me, I shall overcome, I shall accomplish, and I rise because I believe in myself and no one else can tell me what I can and cannot do. And I rise because I know the toll that I paid was not just to have a clue. And I rise because I believe in myself and I trust in those who believe in me too. I rise.
Okay, last one. Painter, brushes, canvas, burgeoning talent, blink of an eye.
Bam, done. I close my eyes, I see my third eye has opened to me and my reality is clear to me. The cosmos have unfolded to me a reality. The canvas is blank. The paintbrush is in my hand. My words paint the ink color and I see the drum go all over the canvas. Man, I have a plan. And it seems as though that this is going to be the last end of the show. I write, I create, I talk, and I teach. I preach to those who want to reach with my words because I know what I got and I accept those who don't. Do not drought those who cannot feel. Do not fault those who don't have the thrill. Do not let the chill run through your spine because the thrill is real. But remember that those who come before you and after you are your ancestors, your spirits. When they say that you need to grow, understand they're talking about to grow up. Not talking about slang or anything dirty. I mean, it feels as if that the gift that we have is selected. It's a hit or a miss. I neglect those who do not show me what I'm supposed to be, because we're true royalty. We're kings and queens.
Suffice to say, there is nothing left to say other than to say thank you, AJ, very much for coming in and sharing the, you know, the poetry that you have, your masterful talent, and everybody else who form the audience for today in the studio, and those of you listening outside of the studio, around the country and around the world. It's been my pleasure having AJ the Wordsmith in the house today. And hopefully we'll have an opportunity to listen to more of his fantastic talents here in Spokane and every place else.
Come out wherever you are. Spokane, Washington's where I'm at.
All right. So for AJ the Wordsmith, I'm Stephen Pitters, your host for this edition of the Spokane Open Poetry Program here at KYRS Medical Lake Spokane, 88.1 and 92.3 FM. And we'll see you again real soon. We are out of here.
I lost my job.
Where can I sleep?
Why is this happening to me?
I have nowhere to go.
How will we pay rent?
This is The Science of Poverty, every Saturday, 4 to 5 p.m., here on KYRS, Medical Lake, Spokane, 88.1, 92.3 FM.